This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Hello, Sheikh Farik. My name is Ranganath Razik. I am a secondary school student from Andhra Pradesh, India. Born in Mississippi, USA. Thanks to Dr. Zakir Naik Sahab and you, I have reverted to Islam from Hinduism. My question is, in Sahih al-Bukhari and in Sahih Muslim, Umar radiallahu anh, he said regarding the black stone that it is a mere stone with no power. How can a powerless stone be a cause for removing someone's sins, as it is mentioned in Sunan an-Nasa'i? Jazakallahu khairan. We love you both and we will always keep you in our du'as. Ameen. There's a hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, that is mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari. Umar radiallahu anh, he says regarding the black stone, إني أعلم أنك حجر لا تنفع ولا تضر لولا أني رأيت الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقبلك ما قبلتك. Umar radiallahu anhu, he points to the black stone and he says that I know that you are a black stone and can neither benefit me nor harm me. Had I not seen the Prophet, peace be upon him, kiss or touch you, I would have not done so. Had I not seen the Prophet, peace be upon him, kiss you, I would have not done so. From this hadith of Umar radiallahu anhu, we clearly understand the reason Umar radiallahu anhu, he kissed the black stone is in order to follow the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. And he clearly said in this hadith that the stone can neither benefit nor cause harm. There's another hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, that is mentioned in Jami' Tirmidhi, hadith number 691, that the black stone on the day of judgment, it will have hands, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it hands and a tongue to testify to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who kissed it with due respect. In another hadith, our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, and this hadith is mentioned in Jami' Tirmidhi, hadith number 959, that Abdullah ibn Umar, he pushes his way through in order to move towards the Rukn al-Yamani and the black stone, and in order to kiss the black stone. So the people, they asked him, why did he do so? So he said that he heard the Prophet, peace be upon him, mention regarding it, that anyone who kisses the black stone, it is an expiation for the sins. So there are several ahadith which talk about the importance of the black stone and kissing the black stone. Now the black stone in and of itself, it cannot benefit or harm an individual. In and of itself, it is not an expiation for the sins of the Muslims. But if a person kisses it with the intention, with the niyyah of following the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, then he will be rewarded and inshallah his sins will be forgiven. So the reason a person's sins will be forgiven is because he's following the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, in kissing the black stone. From the hadith of Umar radiallahu anhu, we clearly understand the black stone cannot do any harm nor benefit to an individual. But it is upon the niyyah of an individual. If we do it to follow the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, if we kiss the black stone out of respect because the Prophet, peace be upon him, kissed the black stone, then our sins will inshallah be forgiven. And the same goes with following any sunnah of the beloved Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. If we follow the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, if we do a particular act because the Prophet, peace be upon him, did it, then but natural, we will be rewarded for it. So the more we follow the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, the more it will draw us closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we will be rewarded for it. So therefore, we should see to it that we try our level best to follow the way, the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. And there are several sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, that are mentioned in the ahadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. But unfortunately, many Muslims, they take it lightly and they think that this is a mere sunnah and they neglect it. But at the same time, as far as kissing the black stone is concerned, unfortunately, many people, they think it is so important and they literally push their Muslim brothers in order to do the sunnah. Pushing or causing harm to our fellow brothers, it is haram. So how can an individual do something that is haram in order to do something that is a sunnah? So we should understand what is important. If it is very clouded, while you're doing tawaf, then you can just show your hand towards the black stone when you complete the round and say, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. So inshallah, this is sufficient. And the black stone, inshallah, if we do it in order to follow the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. As mentioned, the ahadith, inshallah, it will be an expiation for the sins. But we should always see to it that we purify our niyyah, we purify our intentions. So I hope that answers your question.